slow, I yelled back at my little sister, who was at the moment trying to catch me. We were running for about 5 minutes, and I knew she would never catch me. I looked back to see how close she was to me. She was really far away. Then I turned back around and slam! Ow, I said as I looked at the gaping hole of blood and torn skin on my leg. My mom came over to the sounds of my distress and screamed, "Ah!" My sister screamed at the top of her lungs, "Mark, what happened to you? Ow, 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 I don't really know. I'll call Josh's dad. He can probably help you." About 10 nights later, my friend Josh's dad, who is a doctor, arrived. I thought to myself, why does he have to be here? We already know I have to get stitches. He looked at the hole in my leg and then finally said, yeah, he's going to need to get stitches. I winced. I had never gotten stitches before and I never wanted to. Once I had cut my head open in kindergarten. It really hurt and I could have gotten to get stitches. I was happy when I found out I wasn't getting them done. But now I'm here to learn I can't avoid getting them. Then my mom said to my dad, Carl, take Mark to the emergency room with DS, which is a portable getting their system, flip them. Okay, I will. My dad carried me to the car and drove me to the emergency hospital while I played my DS. In about what felt like the time to drive around the world, we got there. My dad carried me as fast as he could to the emergency room and got me checked in. Then we went into the room to get my stitches. Dad, I don't want to get stitches. Mark, you need them so you don't have that hole in your leg. Dad's gonna hurt a lot. I don't care. It's for your own good. I will help you. Fine. We hustled into the room and the doctor came in and we started playing my DS. The doctor said, I'm going to give you a shot so stitches don't hurt. Well, stitches might not hurt, but shots did. What made it worse is that the shot was in the hole in my leg. The doctor slowly moved the needle towards my leg, and then I felt a searing pain that felt like fire. He kept the needle in for a while, then he sticked up my leg. It didn't hurt at all. In fact, I didn't feel anything. My dad drove us home. It was only 15 minutes, but it felt like a million hours. We got home, and I jumped on the bed, which felt so fluffy it was fit for royalty. I was glad to be home. Thanks, Dad. My dad responded something, but I didn't hear. I was fast asleep.